This next 3 days is really an urgent emergency call to prayer. Putin has determined that he is tired of the provocations of Ukraine. I don't think it's just the provocations toward Putin, however. I think he's tired of the horror stories of what Ukraine is doing to its own people. And he doesn't see anything good coming out of this. As long as he sits back and continues to be Mr. Nice Guy, the provocations will continue, and unfortunately, except the Lord intervene, America will keep provoking Ukraine to do what they're doing. So let me just tell you for a minute what the Lord showed me and why we're even praying about it. And then Ricky is going to share some things too. I think it's great to hear all that Daryl shared for you, because it will make our job easier already. We can spend less time talking and more time praying. So I saw a vision early in the morning, 5 a.m., on Sunday. I saw the word Russia typed out across the screen. Next, I saw some extraordinary looking horses come into the scene, eating grass and or looking for water. Then I saw several horses come and do the same thing as the previous ones. And they were by now all grouped together as one herd of horses. Suddenly, I saw men running out like the woods, running out in something like woods, which flanked both sides of the vision, to jump on these horses for war. It was Russia arising to a huge military campaign against Ukraine. One of the men on horseback was carrying a black and white checkered flag. The flag is used in races to signify the winner of the race. The Russians, and the Lord speaks to us, the Russians will win this war if it happens. I watched the death and destruction being waged, and the word millions was typed across the screen. I heard the words military, layer of deception, and I saw a white blanket or sheet of some sort come down to cover a whole level or layer, as it were, of military trained in the art of spreading misinformation and disinformation. Everything done or said that went out of this level of the military, which was worldwide, incidentally, and was in every field of military, was pure deception designed to cover the truth. This layer seemed to span the whole earth in every branch of military. It was like there were two or three levels above it, and then there was this level of deception that covered every branch of the military all over the world. Russia has decided for war, and in so doing, to destroy Ukraine. Putin really is tired of the whole shebang. He's tired of being constantly provoked. He's tired of constant war, threat of war, and all this stuff that is going on that we really don't know. And he's just tired of it. And who can blame him? How fast would our president, well, maybe not Biden, but Trump, how fast would he get tired of this kind of garbage coming against America? And if you can think about that, you can understand where Putin is coming from. So he's raising warning flags verbally and with these miniature attacks. They are not getting along, no matter what Putin does try to do. Ukraine does not pay attention because our government is once again provoking Ukraine to do what they are doing. But the word that I was given from the Lord in no uncertain terms is if this war goes forward, millions, I repeat, millions will die. It will not be a small thing. And I might also add, and I've been saying this for years now, that if this war can be provoked and moved upon, it will open the door for World War III, because that's really what the elite want. And they want to use this heated discussion, if you will, as a source of provoking World War III. So it's very serious. I sent this to one of our team members. His name is Artem. And he was born in Russia. He's been in the States now for a good many years. He's a citizen of America. He's part of our prayer team, our prayer ministry. And I don't know how anyone could come from a nation, even if they were dissatisfied and outright displeased with some of the things that the nation has or is doing, without missing the good things. It just seems like we humans remain attached even when we're apart. And so I sent this to him knowing that this was going to be meaningful to him. And this is what he sent back to me. I was really quite surprised. Mama, I heard Putin saying last week at a press conference that you haven't seen anything yet. There would be much more happening in September and a whole new level of warfare in winter. And he agrees, we indeed must pray and not be slack in our prayers. Now, I'm going to let Ricky take over here, and when she's done, whatever is left to tell you that neither one of us have brought forth yet, I'll hopefully share and take care of that. So, okay, honey, it's your turn.
Okay, thank you, Mom. And so I'm going to share And Mom had asked me to share this because I had this dream back in 2022, February 9th of 2022, and where I saw, you know, the Lord in this dream, I saw, I overheard Putin and General Milley on the phone. And there's actually three parts. You can find this on our website where I talked about this. I've shared it before. We've sent it out in email. So I'm not going to go into all of the details about this because I have shared it before. But for those that are new, and just a brief refresher, is that two things. I was in Ukraine and I was at a prayer meeting and they were praying against an invasion that was being rumored. Now, this is February 9th. The invasion did not take place until the 23rd of February in 2022. And they were praying against the invasion and they were fearing it. And over the loudspeakers, I could hear World War III, World War III. And they were like archaic loudspeakers, like you would see, you know, over a field in the 60s or something like that. Things like you would hear in high school football games way back before they had sound systems. And so that's what I heard. And I knew that it was softly spoken. So I knew it was a lot of subliminal release that was taking place. World War III. World War III. That's what I heard over and over. So this group of intercessors, they were praying against the invasion. And the next part of that is when I saw Putin. And Putin was sitting in his chair. He was at a desk. It was a nice office chair. Well, you know, that a president would have, not like that I have, but a nice office chair. And he was kind of leaned back and he was on the phone and he was talking to General Milley. And he, you know, he was just responding, kind of nodding his head. And then suddenly he sat upright. He slammed the phone down. He reached forward and he swallowed up Ukraine. We began praying, you know, clear back at the beginning of this, in, you know, the end of February, beginning of March, over this. And those of you that have been with us any length of time, you've been a part of those prayer meetings with us to stop World War III. And it's, you know, in the background of Russia, even, is this broadcast that was taking place, World War III, World War III. Because the goal is, just like Mom said, they're trying to provoke World War III, and they have to get the people behind them in order to, and I mean the world, in order to bring us into World War III. And they need the media to do so. And because of things that Obama signed, the Smith-Mundt Act, which was, you know, sandwiched in a very lengthy defense package, they can release propaganda against the American people. The State Department helps to control that, and, you know, which is over the military. So what we see taking place is this constant push to thrust us into this war and get the people behind the war because they want the land and they want the resources in that land. Now, another dream that I had not long after that was within a couple weeks, and I'm trying to find the date for that. In the dream, it was in March. It was in March of 2022. And in the dream, I saw Zelensky, and he was in this like staging area, and it was all along the border between Ukraine and Russia, and he brought NATO soldiers in, and he was getting them all stationed up, and they looked to be like in a almost in a bunker. It was a sort of shelter. It looked like a building, but it was also a bunker type shelter. And so the NATO forces were all in there, just as far as you could see. And behind the NATO forces were the Ukrainian soldiers. And Zelensky was there getting them all set up. And I saw him, and I just had this terrible feeling in my gut. And he began to leave out a side door. I saw the light as the door opened, and then it shut. And he was gone. And those NATO soldiers turned and they fired upon the Ukrainians and killed them all. That was blamed on Russia to try to get the world involved and engaged in aligning with an assault on Russia. As I was preparing and kind of going through the dreams and the visions I had at this time, there was another dream I had where I saw the bear, and you know, the Russia the bear, and I saw that there were these two men who were, they had like paddle prods, and they were poking this bear, trying to get it riled up, and the bear with every poke started to get more and more stirred up, and I looked and I could see behind the bear, and the bear was trying to stay in place, not move forward, not launch forward, but stay in place. I could see behind the bear, and she had her cubs, and she was trying to protect her cubs from these men. And I firmly believe that Putin has been throughout this whole time trying to protect his people from this assault that is taking place against his nation. This really is an attack on Russia. And, you know, we've received calls and emails and such from people clear back in February and March of last year, not understanding why we were praying that God would expose, that God would deal with this, and that God would bring forth the revelation of what was really going on. They didn't understand because Putin was being so demonized by the media, so demonized. Even pastors in our country were demonizing him over his stance. And yet what was happening is the information was being filtered through the media, and that's what they were hearing. But the truth is, here we are a year and a half later, and everything that we prayed, everything that Mom and I were releasing during that period of time has actually panned out as truth. This is a provocation. It's a money grab on the American people, and they are funneling the American dollar through Ukraine, just like Biden did while he was vice president. He continues to do today. And we have many congressmen and many military people involved in, and I'm not talking about your average military man, I'm talking about the generals who are involved in this to siphon off and weaken America. That's their goal in this. And that's why, and I'll hand this back to Mom in just a moment, but that's why we are praying the way we're praying. Because what they really want is to bring us into this World War III. And there is a provocation that has taken place. And I know it's between Millie. I know it is. Because Millie also went after the Taliban, and he's gone after Xi to get them involved in this. Because those were the next targets in that dream that I had. This is exactly what they're doing, to bring us all into a massive world war. So, Mom, I'll go ahead and hand it back to you. Thank you for letting me share.
Honey, my goodness. That was great. The problem with Ricky and I discussing what we see is I'll share something with her and she'll say, oh, that reminds me of a vision I had, and she gives me the date. And then she'll say what she saw, and I'll say, oh, that reminds me of another vision I had. And we just, you know, bat it back and forth with our beloved baton, right? So then you have to just try to figure out which are the most important for tonight. So everything that she said is true, like she said. We are starting to see what's going on behind closed doors. Not so much because Putin is coming out and saying, Milley called me and this is what he said. Not so much like that, but the activity we're seeing manifested, and we know what happened behind the scenes to provoke this. And that's what I love about the prophetic. God gives us the heart of the matter so that when we see it played out, we don't have to guess where everybody's heart is, and because he's already told us this will happen and this is the heart behind it. I just love him, don't you? I mean, God is so wonderful. And he has told me, he has asked me to have us come together and pray over this war. Now, I want to remind you that in, I don't know, 22 or 23, I don't remember which year it was, we had two gatherings, emergency gatherings, back to back over what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. And something I haven't told you, I get nervous about talking about some of this stuff because I just think people will think, boy, you really are weird. And I'm not weird, but God has his own way of communicating things and his own way of using us. We know in the Bible that he moved Elijah around. Elijah didn't have to do too much of that himself because God was always moving him places by the Spirit. And I can give you other examples, but I want you to trust me just with that one example. The Lord has, from time to time, it doesn't happen often at this point in time, just, you know, I may be in prayer, even with the team, and our Chinese intercessors, or with you, wherein, while we pray, the Lord just takes me, and he takes me to where he wants me to go, and in this case, it was to the place we were praying in, which was Ukraine and Russia. I was right on the border of Ukraine and Russia by a large, huge body of water. And he left me hovering up there for about 2 weeks to intercede. I could smell the food. I could hear the ruckus. I mean, it was just, it was an incredible experience. But at the same time, I wasn't, it was like watching a vision 24/7. It's the only way I know how to explain it, because part of me was still here, even though I was hovering up in the sky over Ukraine and Russia and interceding. And during that time, we together had two gatherings over Russia and Ukraine. So things that I spoke, things that I prayed, things that I instructed those who were leading prayer to please incorporate in their prayers were things that I was seeing as I was praying over those two nations. I don't mind telling you that God loves Russia. And for Christians that don't understand why God could possibly love Putin, Putin has given his heart to the Lord. And he had done that in the very beginning of George Bush Jr.'s administration. He even took George came to his home, and he even took him back to his bedroom, opened the top drawer of his dresser, and I've heard George Bush Jr. talk about this myself. And Putin showed him a beautiful cross on a, you know, on a, like a necklace type thing. And Bush just looked at it in the eyes. He couldn't figure out what Putin was trying to tell him because he had no idea. And Putin said, "I want you to know I have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart. And I meant it. I am now a Christian." And George Bush Jr. said, "That is wonderful. I'm so surprised, but that is wonderful. And you really love him." And he said, "I really love him. I've never been more thankful for anything in my life. This cross used to belong to my born-again mother. And it was given to me upon her realizing the decisions that I had made." And Bush Jr. just, you know, kind of like waved his head a little bit because he was so shocked. He didn't know what to say. So the Lord had already told me at that time that Putin was born again. So when I heard what Bush Jr. said, it confirmed it. And I was so happy. And I asked the Lord, "So how much of you, of your spirit is in him?" He told me. Then a couple of years later, because, you know, Putin kept making mistakes because Christianity in Russia is a lot different than Christianity in America. The one thing we do have in common is the love for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so he continued making mistakes, not huge and tragic mistakes, but mistakes as he was growing in the Lord. So about 2 years later, I asked the Lord, how's Putin doing in his walk with you? So the Lord then showed me how much of his spirit was in Putin. And I was just tickled because he was growing. He wasn't staying stagnant. There are a lot of things that needed to be washed out of him because of the SS days, and still is. But I'm telling you this because I want you to know what Putin is trying to accomplish in Russia. His goal, his desire is to turn Russia into a Christian nation. That's what he's working for. Now, that's an amazing thing that this man who is trying to turn his nation into a Christian nation is being provoked to the point by Ukraine that he's even threatening in a very serious and real way to enter into this war. I mean, it isn't just a threat. In reality, if it happens, millions are going to be killed. So it may sound like a threat right now, but the reality is it's going to turn to real time very soon. So how hard is he being pushed behind closed doors? How much is he feeling betrayed by America? When under Trump, he tried to establish a relationship with Putin so they could work together. That's what Trump wanted. But our government forbade him to do that. So is war really what a man who is now a born-again Christian, he confesses it openly. He's trying to bring his nation into true Christianity. How much does he really want to go to war? I have to admit, I don't think by much. I think he'd do anything to avoid it. And I think I can say that because that is how he has acted. He's tried hard to avoid it at every point. But America won't quit. And because America won't quit, Ukraine won't quit. So God's going to have to intervene. And his word to me was, he desires to intervene. And if we will pray and do what he tells us to do, he will be able to push this back indefinitely. So with that, I want to thank you for joining us. We need to get praying. We won't be trying to explain this the next two nights because it just takes too long and we need the time for prayer.